Hello, Shmuel. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Make everyone bigger. Okay. All right. Anyway, now let's continue. So we were left in the middle yesterday. I was thinking over. I'm not so happy with saying what Sandy, what you were saying yesterday, that Kol Dehu and Mitzvah Rabbah are the same thing. It just doesn't sound right. Shevet Kol Dehu sounds like a little thing, and just Mitzvah Rabbah sounds like a big thing. To say that Shevet Kol Dehu is an expression for, in another word for Mitzvah Rabbah. It's the Shabbos called it was Mitzvah Rabbah. I don't know. It doesn't sound so nice.
I don't know if that's what Sandy was saying, but I think what I was thinking of, it sounded similar, was not that it's the same thing, but because there is a Sheves Kol Dehu, that is an indication that it's a mitzvah rabbah, because usually you have the mitzvah and that's it. And beyond the mitzvah, there's nothing else. After the mitzvah's over, it's finished. But here you have the mitzvah plus you have the kol dehu of Sheves tacked onto it. So that makes it a mitzvah rabbah. That's how I thought we were saying. I don't
Okay,
know if that's what Sandy meant.
doesn't sound so nice. If the main point is Mitzvah Rabbah, the real funny way of saying Mitzvah Rabbah by stressing the Kol Dehu, it just is a little bit not hitting the nail on the head.
Well,
It's like hitting
it's
the nail
coming from two different,
almost off the head.
coming for two different points.
Well,
In
the
other
punch
words,
is not
one.
it. He's saying Mitzvah called Koldo, he's trying to make a, he's making a different point. He's not interested in the Mitzvah Rabbah. He's interested
Right.
in that it's a Koldo.
In the cold who.
That so then it's different than our Taisus. Okay, I don't know what I do with my sheet. I can't put it on here. Okay. Let's go back. So there's a Taisus in Gittin. Let's start fresh. It's really not fresh, but let's make start again because it's easier. A new day, a new beginning. Let's read the Taisus in Gittin because Shmuel, rightfully so, was telling us that we should look in Taisus in Gittin. In other words, Taisus in Gittin is somewhat different than Taisus in Baal Basra, and it's very likely.
Which daf in Gittin?
So it's in Gittin, Mem Aleph Amud Beis. There are two Taisim in Gittin. The first Taisim in Gittin corresponds to our first. So Mem Aleph Amud Aleph corresponds to the first Taisim by us, but Mem Aleph Amud Beis corresponds to the second Taisim.
So which what's the different maskils?
So let's read the second Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Divrei Maaseh Lo Sohu Bara. So I sent it out this morning. I hope, assuming that the computer worked.
That's on 42, right?
We got it.
Mem
We
Beis.
got it.
Mem Aleph Amud Beis.
I don't remember getting it, but okay.
No? Okay.
Oh,
We
I'll
got
get
it
it.
by
Don't worry.
email. I sent it. Some people got it, assuming you're
Yeah.
on the so you should have gotten it. But
Okay.
okay, you have a Gemara. It's all right. Let's read the Taivis inside. And let's kind of try and contrast it to the Taisus in Basra and to the Taisus Yontif. Okay, so Taisus so bar the Shevet Yitro. So all the not God crowd the Pruvu are the exact same kasha that our Taisus has, right? Same kasha. All the Almighty crowd the Pruvu, right? It's the same kasha. So Mishum, the e ave yachol the kayim sheves kodu. Mishum mitzvahs pruvu lo ave kafinale. Oh, So here, he is really funny because he just, the way, right? Why is this funny? Well, I don't know why it's funny.
I thought it's funny. I thought it's interesting. In other words, if you know the first Tysus and you know that's the answer, then really what's switching the Kash and the Teretz? In other words, if you understand that, if you understand what the answer just was, and that's enough. What's he Mechadesh? Because he said the answer is like I just explained in the last Tysus. And then he's asking a kasha based on that. I don't know if that's...
You are right. And it's even, in other words, what he's doing is he's taking what he said in the last Tysus, just the fact that Yavi Yochel Kai Sher is called to, Lo Avi Kafinale, and he's using that alone to answer the question. Now, our Tysus clearly doesn't hold that way, right? Our Tysus goes ahead and in Baba Basra, the first Tysus said clearly this you said that if you could do Shabbos Kaldu, we wouldn't be Kafinale. The first Tysus says that. And nonetheless, the second Tysus asks the Kasha. And he brings two answers, and neither answer just says, well, I told you before, do you have neither answer is this answer. So our Tysus holds that this doesn't answer the question, right? Which I think we explained yesterday that logically it doesn't answer the question because the fact that if you could get Shabbos Kaldu Lo Kafinale is irrelevant. It still means, but now that we can't get Shabbos Kaldu, so what we want is Pruvu. In other words, as I gave you this mashal, that a guy owes me $1,000. I'm very upset. I want my money. If he would give me $100, okay, I won't go to court. If he's not going to give me $100, I'm going to go to court. I'm not going to take him to court for $100. I'm taking it, once I go to court, I want the $1,000. What was driving me to go to court is he gets $1,000. Just if he gave me $100 for $900, I wouldn't be motivated to go to court. I need the $1,000 to motivate me to go to court. But just because if he would have given me $100, I would be satisfied, that doesn't mean I'm going to court only for the $100. That doesn't follow at all. Right? It doesn't.
Okay, so maybe that's what Tosos held on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph.
Right.
But now his mechader is that. It's not the mitzvah period of a review that we're going after. It's the Shevis Kolduhu that we're going after. I mean, he went on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph when he gave that answer. At the end of the day, it was the mitzvah period of a review that we were Meshachar him. Yeah, but now he's Mechadish that no, it's not the mitzvah period of a review anymore. It's only because of the Shevis, the concept of Shevis, whatever Shevis means.
So you're saying that he's being changing chat in the Havana, in other words, Artisis in Gita in Baba Basra knows that if you would give Shabbos Kaldu, you wouldn't be kafinin. But he held that, so what? But now that we can't do Shabbos Kaldu, so we're going to court because we want the whole thing. Therefore, he feels he has a kasha. You're saying that Tysus in Baba Basra and Gittin is saying that the Aviyot Kain Shas called me Shambiru Vilave Kafine, because, and that's a simon that really Shabbos Kaldu is the Yikr. Snapshot, like I was saying, that Shabbos Kaldu is just a, you know, okay, you know, that's a raya. That Shabbos Kaldu is what we're really interested in. And then inami nokanai krua mishum the mukam the mitzvah rabbi. In other words, you're saying both answers are similar. It's that the I know similar. The first answer is I don't know. I'm not sure. But the first
The first answer is at the end of the day, it's not because of a mitzvah. It's because of the Sheves. The Sheves might not even be a mitzvah, but we see that, you know, but that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world. The second one appeared to be that it's going back in Piriyah V'Rivyah, that Sheves is telling me that Piriyah V'Rivyah is the mitzvah Gedola.
Or it could be that Sheves isn't the mitzvah Gedola.
Okay.
But the first one is saying that it's because, in other words, it's a little funny because it in other words, Tavis's lashon is very funny because the when Tavis asks the kasha, what Shmuel is saying, which I agree with him, Tavis knows the previous sizes, and he knows already that if you yochel kai shevet koldu shemitzes karevu like afinene, but he felt that that's not relevant. Because that doesn't prove that when we are kafinin, what the motivation for kafinin. So Tavis is really using that in now to prove. So it's like it's totally like chaser min ha-sefer. It's like it mishum, and you figure out what that means. Like you know, it's like you know, why don't you just tell me what it means and just you know like. It's a very chaser, but what it would come out though, and that's what is that this taisvus first answer is a chayra, the taisvus yantiv. Right? In other words, the taisvus yantiv said again, taisvus yantiv said, I got it, bought my taisvus yantiv sheet. Taisvus yantiv is saying, other on the kra the right pruvu. So that's what Tavis is saying. Except here.
He doesn't need Aynas for this answer.
Tavis Yantiv.
He says, could the Pirash do?
He doesn't need Aynas for this.
The Tavis Yantiv adds the words. And the Artavis and Ashaleach doesn't say that. So you have to say, he doesn't have to say that because he already said that in Amin Aleph. In other words, the Artavis, and that's, we said that that's a very big Kiddush that you're part of from Pruvavu. Right to the Tavis in Baba Basra originally didn't hold that way. So the
he does say it in the first Teretz that in that first Tyson, the VH Lemmer, he does bring in Anasu.
So you have to say that what happened is that Tavis in Baba and Gittin relies on the fact that he said it in the first Tysis. So he doesn't bother saying it, but then while the type is yantif, in other words, the board says, since really you're part there from Pruvu. In other words, Tavis and Gittin is really chaser, very chaser. The real board is not just that, is that really you're part there from Pruvu? The only reason why we're kaifin is because of Shavuot Koldu, because that's what you're kai, that's the only thing. So therefore, that's where we're kaifin for also, because we're not kaitman for Pruvu because you're potter from Pruvu. We're not kaitman for Pruvu because you're potter from Pruvu. And something similar to like our type, it says, we're not kaitman from what you're potter on.
But even if you were mechayiv, I just don't understand that step. Because even if you were mechayiv, at the end of the day, we could accomplish, can we accomplish anyways what he wants to accomplish?
No, we're saying the way we learn him shot, you see from the Taisus Yantif, if you be chayiv and pruvu, So then, of course, we should be kaifin for pruvu, because pruvu is a deraisa. Obviously, we're going to be kaifin to get a deraisa. We're not going to be kaifin for a drabana, we're kaifin for a deraisa. So the main word is that, like the Taivis Yontif says, that you're not chayiv in pruvu. But and that's group of why we're not kaifin for pruvu. The reason why we're only kaifin for Shevis Kodu, the Taivis and Gitin is very, is so same. The thing is, we're only kaifin for Shevis Kodu. We're not kaifin for pruvu. Why are we only kaifin for Shevis Kodu and not for pruvu? So that's really the point. That's the nekuda samachlekes. The first Taivis proves that if we had Shevis Kodu, we wouldn't kaifin for pruvu. We would be satisfied. Why? So Taivis in Gittin says, he says it really clearly on the Amid Aleph. If you look back on Mem Amid Aleph, Taivis in Gittin said the reason is because the pruvu lo ave kafina le the rabo the lo mechayeba kivin the anisu. In other words, so Taivis learns that the reason why we're not kaifin for pruvu is because you're not chayiv. So therefore, he's learning that pruvu is off the table because you're not
mechayiv. Already in Amud Aleph?
Already in Amud Aleph. Taivis in Amud Aleph. If you look at Amud Aleph, I'm getting confusing, but I think it's beautiful, even if I can keep the cheshbon. Taivis in Amud Aleph. I want to claim that really the machlokes between Taisus and Baba Basra and Taivis and Gittin started in Amud Aleph on the first Taisus. Taivis, if we look at the first Taisus, our Taisus says, again, why did that our Taivis says if you can marry a shift, you'll be fine. Omari, lo koi ben rabo lazo ben chari mishum pirvu, imotri le yokole kaim afino shabbos kaldu kimi da o'anis. Now, our Taivis never mentioned the word that you're putter from pruvu. He only mentions that in the next Taisus when he gets to the Re. Right? So we were medayik that for the first Taisus, Taivis doesn't need the fact that Aines makes you putter from the mitzvah. That was the Re's machinish in the second Taisus. The Re says, Mishum the putter miyosa mitzvah ki mishu anis. The first time he's never said that.
So that means I'm as a mania ba'alma, even if it's a mania, right? And he really mechayiv somehow in Puruvu, that's hanging around, that's hanging over him. For Shevis, if he was able to marry her, that would have been worked out. For right. Shevis Kodu.
But Taisus in Gittin, when he says the same answer, on the Taisus Lisa Shivka, Taisus answers, Veshlomar, Dim hoya yoko de kaim shavis kodu, mishum mitzvahs privu de chudin of kafin and rabo de lo mechayeba, kime de anasu. So Taivis in Gittin adds the words in the first Taisus de lo mechayeb. So there's a machlekes between Taisus in Gittin and Taivis in Baba Basra. Why are we satisfied with shavis kodu? The Taivis and Baba Basra say is, you know why we're satisfied with Shevis Kodu? Really, Shevis Kodu is peanuts. It's not what we really want. We want Pruvu. You're Chayiv in Pruvu. But what can we do? If we can get peanuts, we're not going to take you to court if we can get peanuts. That's my example. If I can get $100, even though you owe me $1,000, I'm not going to go to court. But it's for it. It's only Shirayim. Taisus in Baba Basra in Gittin is saying no. If it's only Shirayim, then you wouldn't be satisfied with it. The reason why you're satisfied with it because it's not Shirayim, because it's the Iker. Well, I mean, it's the Iker. It's only Shabbos Kodu because you're Potter from Pruvu. You're Potter from Pruvu. So then this is the Iker.
Aren't you Pater from Shabbos called to who? Aren't you Pater from Shabbos for the same reason?
Okay, because even though it's some kind of svara that when you're even though you're Pater from Shabbos, so we care about Shabbos Kaldu, even though you're Pater, but Pruvu because you're Pater, it's out the window. And Shabbos, okay, Shabbos is some reason, even when you're Pater, we care about it.
Why would Rabbi just say Yoachai? Why is Rabbi answering, even though you're Pater, we care about it, Yoachai?
Right, because our time is in Baba Basra. The fact that he had said he had to come up with as far as Mitzvah Rabbah was clear that he held that just like you're Pater from Pruvu, you're Pater from Shabbos. So I don't want to make a machlekes and everything. But
in other words, next Tarets and Tysus and Gittin. So we know those Tarets to argue.
I know, but in other words, there seems to be right away in the starting point, in the first Tysus in Baba Basra versus the first Tysus in Gittin, there seems to be a machlekes. That the first Tysus in Baba Basra does not bring in that Einus makes you Potter. He only waits till he brings that in till the next Tyvis when he gets to the Re. And if I care, there was Mashma that the Rivam didn't hold of that. Yeah, okay. The Tyvis and Baba Ba and Gittin brings that in right away. So it sounds like that there's the following Machlaikas. Tyvis and Baba Basra feels that you can answer. Listen, we're not kaifin because we can get you're right. We're only getting a little bit. We're only getting Shabbos Kaldu. But okay, listen, Avera there isn't because Einish Rachmana Patre from the Einish. So there's no Avera. Enoch Inami, we're losing out on the tremendous mitzvah that is Mechuyevin. But there's no Einish for that. So okay, listen, we'll be satisfied with the little bit. So according to the Tavis and Baba Basra, Shabbos Kaldu is only a little thing. Haraya, and just we're satisfied for it. Even though the Iker is Pruvu, because you're Mechuyev. Therefore, when he got to the second Kasha, Tavis could not use answer number one, answer to Tavis number one to answer a second Kasha. Because according to the way Tavis answers question number one, he's admitting the main thing what we want is Pruvu. There's a chia for Pruvu. We want Pruvu. It's just that we'll be satisfied if we got the Shabbos Kaldu. But now that we're being kaifin, we'll mention the main thing. The main thing is Pruvu. That's what we want. So therefore, Tavis and Baba Basra, even though he already gave his first answer, he still asks the second kasha. Tosfos in Gittin, who has a different version of the first answer, and he sticks into the first answer the yisayv that you're not chayim in pruvu. So he's not learning the first answer like Tavis and Baba Basra. He's not saying that, listen, you're right, we're really upset, we're not getting what we want, but if we get a little bit, we'll be satisfied, we won't go to court, we won't make a big deal out of it. He's saying since you're Potter from Pruvu, so we don't care about Pruvu, so what we only really care about is Shabbos Kaldu. So then, and that's why we're not going to go to court.
Who says that? That's what Tosfos is saying. Get then the same. It's the same point. Even if it's an ones that Tosfos and Gittin holds he's Potter. That svar applies to Shabbos too.
I said, but why did Tosfos and Gittin need to say that you're Potter while Tosfos and Baba Basra did not need that step? Why is it Tavis and Baba Basra and Tavis and Gittin are seemingly saying the same answer to answer the same question, but yet there's a major, major difference because Tavis and Baba Basra is clearly not working yet with the aside that Einus makes you Potter from the Mitzvah. He was only mechadish that later, in the next Taisus, when he got to the Re. While Taisus in Gittin is needs that chiddush to answer the first kasha, and we know that, so the question is why is there this machlekes between the Taisus in Gittin and Taisus in Bavakasha in how to answer the first question?
Do we understand the second Taisus in Gittin's question once he was ready machadish that it's potter?
Well, in a certain sense, he's basically saying that it's almost capricious, and that is what he's saying. So I don't know.
Can we go back? Gittin on Memalef Amud Aleph, when Tosus, once he's not able to marry a shevcha, so he's not able to do the shevus called the who. Why are we meshachar him? Because of shevus or because of the peruvil?
So that's not clear. Because Taisus in the second Taisus is a continuation of the thought of the first Taisus.
But if in the first Taisus we already knew that Pur Vu is out the window, right, and it's only because of Shevis, then what is the Amud Bey is adding?
Oh, because you could say it's not clear. It could be that now we're kaifin so that we can get. You know, the Taisus had a Havamina, but Taisus mentions a possibility that maybe we're kaifin in order to create the Chiyuv. Taisus says in Bava Basra that we never do that because otherwise we should force every Adin to free his Avadim so they can make a Chiyuv. But there is
I don't see anywhere.
On Amud Aleph, we say in Gittin on Amud Aleph, it's possible that at the end of the day, when we are kaifin him, it's because of Pruvu.
Right, it's possible.
I'm going to Aleph. I'm going to Aleph. He said that it's not the reason.
You're not chayiv in pruvu. And therefore, if we could get Shevis called, we would be satisfied. But the question is, what would happen now that we can't get Shevis called? So why are we kaifin?
That's Tyson on the base.
That's clear. So Taisus says clearly the Hasbara is because we want Shabbos Kaldo.
Where is he coming from?
Rebbe in the least.
But the question is that why did Taisus have a kasha till he got to Amud Beis? So you're just saying that it's not 100% mukhrach because it could be that we're kaifin. Once it could be that we're kaifin to create the chiyuv. Okay, it's possible.
Rebbe, where does it say that Shevis is potter? I'm just not. We're in that step. Lisa Shevcha, it's saying that if Lu Yitzur, he could marry Lisa, even if he can marry Lisa, he doesn't have a pruvu revu like Taisus, but a Shevis called he would have. He just can't do it. Because he's not allowed to, but there's Avada, the Chiyuv's still there of Shevis called who? When did that fall off? I'm lost.
Because we see from our Taisus in Bava Basra came along and said, after Taisus was Mechadesh, the Svara that Einis makes you Potter, Taisus continues and says, so why did it mention the Pasuk of Shevis? And comes up with the thing because of mitzvah rabbah. Now, why did Taisus need this? He's bringing in a whole new concept. A mitzvah rabbah.
That's a second answer.
Mitzvah rabbah is a new concept. He could have just said, according to Shmuel, he should have just said like this: the Oines takes off the mitzvah of pruvu. Oines does not take off the mitzvah of Shabbos. Therefore, I mentioned Shabbos because that's the only thing that there's a mitzvah. Simple. So the fact that Taisus didn't say that, it shows that Taisus and Bava Basra holds that just like Oines takes off the mitzvah of Pruvu, Oines also takes off the mitzvah of Shabbos. Therefore, Taisus and Bava Basra was bothered. What's the difference? Granted, you didn't mention the Pasuk of Pruvu because you're Potter. So don't mention the Pasuk of Shevis because you're Potter. So Taisus, to answer that problem, had to be Mechanish, his whole idea, Mitzvah Rabbah, whether Pruvu is a Mitzvah Rabbah from this Pasuk or Shevis a Mitzvah Rabbah, we don't know. That was what we were debating in the Bach. So we see from Taisus and Bava Basra that the yisoid that Einus makes you potter applies equally to Shabbos and Pruvu. Now we get to Taivas and Gittin. From Taivas and Gittin, we have no raya. But I was inclined, you know, that answering Shmuel your question, that once we see that Taivas in Baba Basra assumes that the concept that that Einus makes you potter applies equally to both. So, you know, we try to avoid, even though we're making a machlokes between Taivas and Baba Basra and Taivas and Gittin, but we only make a machlokes where we have to. So I would prefer not to make a machlokes on that point.
Okay, I understand. I'm saying, but if Rebbe's Raya is from Mitzvah Rabbah, then in Taisus and Gittin, who has two terutzim, one Mitzvah Rabbah and one not Mitzvah Rabbah. So if we don't know Mitzvah Rabbah yet, Rebbe has no hechrach to say that it's a complete patur.
Okay, so I hear, but I would like to say that logically, to me, it sounds the same. In other words, it sounds that so I would rather say that Mitzvah Rabbah is not where we're saying it. It's just the fact that it's a simen, not a siba. The fact that Taisus in Baba Basra needed to say Mitzvah Rabbah is a simen that he felt that it's a complete p'tur.
I also don't understand Shmuel's. I don't understand Shmuel's svara. Why would you only be putter from Puri Riven, not Shevis? It's the same thing.
I hear that's it's big sense. Shmuel will say my favorite lines further a dime a dozen. He'll think of a svara. He's creative. Okay, he'll come up.
Taisa says
that he'll say that Pruvu is a mitzvah mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A humanism svara. So therefore, the Einus doesn't, you know, it's a tikkun item. So tikkun item you can't take off because if for it, the world has to survive. I don't know, he'll make up a svara. He's a creative person.
Gittin's talking about tikkun item over there.
What?
Gittin's talking about tikkun item.
But the Maisa, I'm just saying I would rather not make a machlokes in that because it's not that Taivis is mechanishit when he says Mitzvah Rabbah. It's just the fact that Taivis said Mitzvah Rabbah in Baba Basra is an indicator that Taivis holds that Shabbos goes off also. So why should we make a machlokes between Taivis and Baba Basra and Taivis and Gittin? So let's try and go back to the cheshbon. If we can follow the cheshbon, if I forgot the cheshbon, is that we're starting like this. The Taivis and the first step, Imamish in step one, Taivis and Baba Basra, and Taivis and Gittin, Benjamin, you lost your head. When you turned, your head disappeared. Okay. When Taivis and Baba Basra,
and well, it's still here, it's just not visible.
What?
It's still here, it's just not visible.
Okay, I believe it's still there. But it just disappeared. It looked very strange without a head. Okay. So
yeah, Rebbe knew it was me, not someone else. I'm wearing the tie-dye shirt.
Only because of your background, Yom Pesa. Only because of your background.
Okay. Anyway. So the mice are back again. So Taisus in Baba Basra and Taisus in Gittin, on the first step, Mamish veer off the different structures, is that Taisus in Gittin is simply saying that if we could get a Shabbos Kaldu, we wouldn't be kaitman for Pruvu, even though you're chayim in Pruvu, because he never said that you're partner from Pruvu. So obviously we want Pruvu. Pruvu is our goal. You're chayim in Pruvu. But listen, okay, don't make it before you make a machlokes, you know, the machlokes is the last resort. So you can get a little bit. Don't make a machlokes.
It's $100, not $1,000, but at least it's $100.
Right. So you're getting $100. Don't make a fight. Don't make Kaitan Rabo. Listen, you're getting a little, it's not necessary. But Taisus and Baba and Gittin don't hold to that. Taivas and Gittin says, if there's a mitzvah pruvu and we're not getting it, then of course we're going to be kaifin for pruvu. So Taivas had to go ahead and knock out the mitzvah pruvu. Now we get to the second Taisus. So it's very good. So Taisus and Gittin says, Kittiparashti. He said, I just got finished saying that Kruvu is out. I already said that. And the only thing we care about is Shevis Koldu. Oh, so then it makes sense that they would mention the pasuk of Shevis, because that's really what we care about. But according to the Taivis in Baba Bahastra, it's not true. You never said you don't care about Pruvu. Of course you care about Pruvu. Pruvu didn't get knocked out. Of course you care about Pruvu. You just said that I'm ready to settle for less. But when I'm going to court, I'm going for everything that I want. But I go for the ikker that I want. Just because I was ready to settle to less doesn't mean that that's not what I want. And therefore, if I'm going to end up going to court, I'm going to go try to get what I really want. So Taivis and Baba Basra had a valid kasha. In order to answer the kasha, he had to be mechadesh that he had to be mechadesh that you're partner from Pruvu. So Taivis answering of his second kasha in Baba Basra is sort of moving closer to where he is in Gittin, except in Gittin, even after you're mechadesh that you're partner from Pruvu, he has two variations, either because Shevis Koldu or because of Mitzarabba. So that's where I think that, not like Sandy, there's two variations. They're not the same. They're slightly different, but they're close. And these are just reasons. Once Pruvu is out, so why are you mentioning Shevis? Either you're mentioning Shevis because Shevis is Koldu, and that's what we care about for some reason. That's what we care about. Because or because Mitzarabba.
What does Koldu mean? That we care about it more than a mitzvah?
Koldu is a mitzias. Koldu means that you're getting Shevis Koldu. The question is, why is it that we don't, according to why is it that we don't care about Pruvu, but we care about Shevis Koldu? So in Taivis and Gittin, there's a simple reason. It's just shot because you don't want to make a fight. So we're sad. If we get a little bit, we're satisfied. But it's not because Shevis Koldu is better than Pruvu. It's because we don't want to make a fight, so we get a little bit, so we're happy. In Gittin, it's backyard. It's because we were ready to make a fight. We're only not making a fight on Pruvu because we're not getting it. We're not chayiv. So then you should make a fight for Shevis. Either you're not chayiv. So then Shevis Koldu is some kind of svara, is that we want Shevis Koldu. The Shevis Koldu in Gittin is different than Shevis Koldu in Baba Basra, because of the fact that the two types of them are going different directions.
Let me say Gittin again. Just Gittin.
Taisus in Gittin is saying that Kidaprecious. I said before that Oinus makes you potter. So we don't care about Pruvu because you're potter. What do we care about? Shevis Koldu.
You potter on Shevis also.
What? I don't know if we care about Shevis. I know care about Shevis Koldu.
You potter on Shevis.
You're potter from Shevis too.
So if you're not
Kaifer, for some reason, the fact that we would be Kaifer for Shevis Koldu indicates that even though you're potter, and when you're potter, we don't care about things, but Shevis Koldu is dear to our hearts. So that's what Taivis and Gittin is saying, that I see the fact that you're potter from Pruvu, you're potter from Shevis, and therefore we're not going to be kaifin on Pruvu, and yet we're still kaifin for Shevis Koldu. So that means that Shevis Koldu, there's something about Shevis Koldu that it's dear to our hearts, and we want Shevis Koldu. Therefore, the Gemara is mentioning the pasuk like of Shevis Koldu, because there's something in Shevis Koldu, not necessarily not because it's Mitzarabba, but because there's something about Shabbos Koldo that even though you're potter, we want it. It's like a little bit we were saying, that's fair, because that's more for Tikkun Olam sake. So there's something about Shabbos Koldo that Chazal have a soft spot for. So Pruvu, if you're potter, so forget it, you're potter. Shabbos, you're potter, forget it, you're potter. But Shabbos Koldo, we want, even though you're potter. Where do I ever see such a thing? I see that from the Gemara before, because the Gemara said Lisa Shefcha and a Yacho. If you want Gemara Shefcha, we'd be happy. Why? Because we want Shabbos Koldo. So the Tavis is Babasra is saying, and Gittin is saying that the Chazal have some kind of desire for Shabbos Koldo. Not necessarily because Shabbos Koldo is a mitzvah rabba. That's the second answer. But they want Shabbos Koldo for some reason. Shabbos Koldo has a special importance. Certain things are important.
Well, what was the switch in Tyson's Kasha and I'm amazing Gittin? Why did Tyson ask the Kasha? If it already knew totally potter, we wouldn't do anything as Pur Revu, according to Rebbe. We wouldn't do anything on Sheves. Now I have a cash. It's not like a cash on the bus.
Okay, I don't know, but let me hold off. I hear that's a good question. What's his name? We dove asked that question before. We tried to answer before, but I'm afraid if I go off to answer that question, I'm going to lose a judgment. So. If you excuse me.
Rebbe, the Cheshvan Rebbe just said now, I don't understand how that, the Rebbe said the opposite a few times earlier and last night, and I don't see how we're getting out of that. And that was, if you give me $100, I'm not going to court. But if you're not giving me any money, I'm going to court. Now, once I'm going to court, I'm obviously going to go to court for the big ones. But here we're saying...
That's Tysus and Baba Basra.
Tyson Gittin, what does Tyson Gittin do with that?
But Tyson and Gittin... Then why did Tyvis and Gittin have to throw in Inus makes you putter? He didn't need that according to this thought. He should have just said, you give me $100, I don't go to court. So Tyvis and Gittin hold that you give me $100, I'm still going to court. Why wouldn't I go to court? I want my $1,000. So that's the machlokes between Tyvis and Gittin and Tyvis and Baba Basra. Tyvis and Baba Basra has this svara. Now listen, you give me a little bit, I won't go to court. I won't make a big deal, even though it's only a little bit. Therefore, Tyvis did not need Inus makes you putter. But Tyvis and Baba Basra, in the answer to the first Kasha, already throws in that Inus makes you putter.
Tyvis and Gittin.
Tyvis and Gittin, yeah, thank you. Why does Tyvis do that? Because Tyvis and Gittin holds in Svara that Bezin are not afraid to go to court. Bezin are not afraid to be kaifin. So if there's a mitzvah approval, they're not going to be satisfied with crumbs. So therefore, Tyvis don't go and get in with this svara being satisfied with crumbs. So Tyvis says, it's not that they're satisfied with crumbs. It's because this is the ikker. Because Pruvu's out because you're potter. So those crumbs are not crumbs. Those crumbs are the ikker. Now, maybe they might be crumbs, but because there's nothing else. According to Tyvis in Baba Basra, there's a mitzvah approval, but we're not pushing for it because, okay, we don't want to go to court. Once we're going to go to court, of course, we'll push for it.
Aren't there two parts to this? Gittin
is saying we don't go to court, not because we're satisfied for a little bit, because it's not kosher. What? I'm sorry.
There's two halves to that sentence. If you give me $100, I won't go to court. That's part A. If you give me nothing and I go to court, I'm obviously going to court for the big things as well. There's two different halves. I agree with Rebbe saying that Tyson Gittin obviously does not hold the part A. And if you just keep a little bit, I'm not going to not go to court over $100. So Tyson has to be mechadish, that there's no dechiv at all. Inus is potter. That part I clear. What I don't understand is the flip side. Now that we're out of that and you're going to court, why would Tysus and Svara say...
Because your Inus is potter. So what are we going to call it? We don't have to go to court for that.
You're potter on Pruvu and on Shabbos.
Tysus and learned that we go to court for what's important. So there's, you see that we would go to court for Shabbos Kaldu. So obviously that's important.
How does that make sense? That
we don't go to court for Pruvu. If you could get Shabbos Kaldu, that means Pruvu is not important. So how we're going to court, it's the same thing. We're not going to go for Pruvu because it's not important. Nothing changes.
How is Pruvu not important?
Baba Basra that has this svara that even though it's Pruvu is important, but we won't go to court because we're satisfied with our crumbs. Taivis and Gittin doesn't have such a svara. So if you don't go to court for Pruvu, that means Pruvu is not important, period. It's a simon.
Not important to your potter because you're an inus.
Your potter because you're an inus, and therefore it's not important.
I'm missing that step. I would say your potter and you're an inus, and therefore your potter.
And therefore it's not important. What is being potter do? But we're not going to go to court for it because we don't care about things that your potter are on.
Well, that's a very big chiddush to say that you have a person, he's potter on Puruvu, he's potter on Shabbos. And we're going to drag him into court and make him do something. So what are we going to make him do? Not Puruvu, because he's potter. Not Shabbos, because he's potter. We're going to be called for him for a Shabbos Kaldu, because that's important.
And we have a simon, because the Gemara and the Upris Ahmed said that we're not, if you could get Shabbos Kaldu, we would be satisfied. Now, if we're really called for Puruvu, then there's no reason to stop because of Shabbos Kaldu, because he doesn't hold of the Svara of Taivis and Baba Basra. So why is it that when you got Shabbos Kaldu, you weren't going to go to court? Taivis is that Shabbos Kaldu is what makes the world go round. That sometimes small things are major. So that major thing, that minor thing is major.
The Puruvu is also major, but the Kaldu is the $100, and that's good enough on the Amar Aleph.
Okay, but that's what I think that works out why Taivis and Gittin is answering the question. And that's okay, my way works out.
That step you can say anyway. That step of how I understand the first step that Taivis and Gittin is not willing to give up going to court just for crumbs, unless you're
part of Taivis in his second Taivis. Is answering the question with Kedeprishas. The Taivis in the Gittin and says that what he said to answer the first Kasha answers the second Kasha. Taivis and Baba Basra never said such a thing, that when he answered the first Kasha answers the second Kasha. So it's very nice because they're saying different answers.
Why can't it be that the whole Machlekes, that maybe this is what Rabbi Shapiro is saying, I'm not sure. The whole machlokes is not as fancy as Rabbi's saying. The machlok, I understand the first step that Tosis and Gittin holds that if you don't make him potter, then Bezin would definitely take you to court. So he has to say that you're potter,
why do we call him for proof of Shabbos Kaldu? You're not claiming for Pruvu because you're potter. So why are you claiming for Shabbos Kaldu? Must be
Teretz is because we need
some kind of importance.
No,
or that it's not knocked off. Maybe it's not knocked off, but onus doesn't knock it off.
Okay,
the only thing is, it's the last man standing.
Okay, if you want to say that, I like it my way better. But okay,
I can't say because you're satisfied with peanuts.
But we're saying that we don't hold to that, right? Because then why would there would be no need for Taivis and Gittin to say that Inus makes you pottery, because you said because we're satisfied with peanuts.
No, because it doesn't make sense that Tosus and Gittin that would be satisfied with peanuts if the guy's be'etzem chayiv and it's just an Inus. That he's not okay with. But if you're potter, mamish potter, then he could hear that you're satisfied with peanuts.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, if you like that, but to me, it sounds easier the other way. The Taivis doesn't hold you satisfied, they're your potter, and therefore he doesn't like the whole story of satisfied with peanuts. And it, the fact that you were kaifin for pruvu for Shabbos Koldu means that there's something about Shabbos Koldu. Either you say like Binyamin and Simon that doesn't get knocked off, or the way where I'm saying is that even if it does get knocked off, there's some intrinsic necessity about it, because that's more tikkun item. So we can't knock it. We need it no matter what. So that's how he understands it, and that's why the second typhus makes sense. The second typhus says, "Look at the precious. Look what I said. You see over there that Shabbos Koldu is at the end of the day more important than Pruvu, even though Avada in the big scale in life Pruvu is a deraisa, and Shabbos Koldu is not even a drabanan. But the Maisa in this situation where you're potter." Shabbos Koldu is more important. So Memeda, the Gemara mentions Shabbos because that's what's more important here. So the second thesis is perfect in saying Kedepreshes, because the answer that he said to answer the first kasha automatically answered the second, to the point that Shmuel is asking me, which I did not answer him, that what was Tzivus is Havamina in the second thesis. I skipped that question. But Tavis in Baba Basra, who doesn't have that shot on the first answer, then of course the second question is still there. And he could never say to the precious and just go home and answer that question.
Is Tysus and Gittin adding anything that we did not already see in Tysus Yontif, or we just haven't seen Tysus Yontif first, so therefore that's what we...
That's a good question. I don't remember. I don't know. It's just the type is
young. It sounds very similar. As Shmuel said yesterday, it sounds very similar.
If anything, I would say the type is in the type is yontif adds clarity to the type is in Gittin, because the Tavis Yontif, when he says the answer, he throws in the words, Delo Mechayev Kivin the Anasu. Tavis in Gittin doesn't say those words. Now, we're saying that those are included in Kedepreshes because he said it in the previous Tavis. But he doesn't say it in this Tavis. So, with the way we're setting it up, Tavis in Gittin is somewhat, the Tavis Yontif helps you understand the Tavis in Gittin, because you see from the Tavis Yontif that it's an essential part of the answer that Oines pops you from the mitzvah. Theoretically, when you looked at Tavis in Gittin, you wouldn't know that that's an essential part of the answer. So I'm not saying you see more from Tavis in Gittin. I think you see more from the Tavis Yontif. The Tavis Yontif makes it much easier, because when you
he's also not bothered by a question of what's the Havamina, because there's no earlier Tais Yontif that tells the...
Yes, but I'm saying, but what you see in the Tais Yontif, that the answer is using the fact that Onis makes you potter, which right away tells you that Tavis and Gittin, who didn't hold of this, has a different answer. That's why the Tais Yontif it's not a mind. It's an important. It's not like that. What do we need the Tavis Yontif? Once we have Tysus and Gittin, you know, what do you think Tavis Yontif? Because it's a fresh Tysus. Tavis Yontif was very helpful. I don't know if I would have figured out the Tavis and Gittin without the Tavis Yontif, because you have to be smart to look back, you know, to read when Tavis and Gittin. Where in the second Tavis, he doesn't mention anything about Einus makes you potter, but he just says Kedepreshes in the first Tavis, and you use it. And I don't know if we would have connected.
Is there still a three-way machlokes for Shonim that we had yesterday? Is there still to answer the question of why we don't use the Pasuk of Puruvu?
Three-way machlekes. I don't know. I don't even.
Rebbe had the Rivam. Rebbe had the read. The Tysus Yontif's version. Rebbe had three ways to understand that. That's what Rebbe came out yesterday. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so that's what that still I think comes out. I think so. I think there are three ways. Is that the we have in our Taivis, we have a Machlekes Riva in the Ri, and the Taivis in Suvis in Gittin, which is like the Taivis Yantif, is a slightly third version. It's a third version. Is that it's not, he doesn't, he's not using Mitzvah Rabba Fakir. You see only the second answer in Gittin use Mitzvah Rabba. So it sounds like that the first version in Gittin is without Mitzvah Rabba. So it does seem like three answers, yes.
I mean, it's Mukhrach, you have two in Tais and Gittin, you have two right there. Right. Neither of which is the Rivam, so 2 + 1 = 3.
Okay. All right. I would thought you would say the other way. The Taivis in Babasra, you have two. And the first Taris of Taivis in Gittin is neither. But it's the same mathematics.
Himself that gives the three different answers?
What?
Doesn't Tosfos and Gittin give three answers?
He does. He gives another answer?
He gives the first answer. Then he says the Mitzvah Rabbah. And then he brings the Rivam of that it's...
The Rivam is
okay, there. Yes. Okay, yes. That's right. Yes. Okay. So we have three answers. But the... Yeah, so we have our three answers. And we're saying that the Taisus Yantif is really saying the first answer of Taisus in Gittin, except that he's being more explanatory because he's telling us that we're using the fact that your onus makes you potter, which we would not have necessarily known had we not seen the Taisus Yantif.
To circle back to Sandy's question, is at the end of the day, are we kaifin because of Puruvu or because of Sheva's Koldehu?
So it would depend on which which answer you're doing. According to the Taivis and Bob and Gibson's first answer, we're kaifin because of Sheva's Koldehu. According to the Taivis is in Gibson's second answer, or the Taivis and Baba Basra's second answer, we're kaivin because it's Mitzvah Rabba, and then we had two pshatim in the Bach. We weren't sure which is the Mitzvah Rabba. We had the without the Bach changing the Gerasa, so Shevis is Mitzvah Rabba. So then we're kaivin for Shevis because Shevis is Mitzvah Rabba.
No, but that's Tosa's second answer in Gittin. That's Tosa's second answer. What about the first answer?
According to the first answer, we're kaifin for Shabbos Koldehu. Kaifin Shabbos Koldehu is some kind of special thing Chazal liked Shabbos Koldehu, even though it's only a Koldehu, but for some reason Chazal won it, and therefore we're kaifin for Shabbos Koldehu.
And that's Amud Aleph and Amud Beis?
That's in Amud Beis. That's the first answer of Amud Beis.
Right, but when he gave the same
answer, based on Amud Aleph.
Yeah,
it's based on Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph.
Yes.
Is it also from Shevis, or there was a room for
yes, it's Shevis.
It's the same Yesod.
Yes. That's why he says capricious. Then the second answer says something else, says something about Mitzvah Rabba. Now, does he mean Shevis is Mitzvah Rabba or Provu is Mitzvah Rabba? That's really, we had two pshatim in the back. So if we really wanted to get everyone confused, you know, we would say there are four possible answers. Because we have two versions of what Mitzvah Rabba does, at least in Baba Basra. Because we had we thought that the simple pshat in Taivis is that Shevis is Mitzvah Rabba. And we thought that the Bach is during the Pruvu is Mitzvah Rabba.
Taisus used the word muchacha here. I think it's different, right? Taisus used in Gittin uses the word muchacha, the Mitzvah Rabba. Is that where the Bach is from, the Mashma? I don't know, maybe that's the Aramaic translation.
Mukha is different than Mashma.
The Mukha, the Milsa. Yeah, but we weren't. No, that's pretty good. You're right. I think that's pretty good. The only thing is, we thought that what's motivating the Bach was not so much that he wanted to get the word Mashma. Like if you don't have the word Mashma, like it's self understood with and you're at it, is that we thought that the Bach did not like the word Shehi. That's what we thought. I'm not sure. Obviously, it's hard to read the Bach's mind. But we didn't think that the Bach was gung-ho, that if it didn't work, the Taivis doesn't say the word mashma, it's like, you know, Yehovah Yavor. So that's what I mean. Shehi, how do we know? Because the Pasuk tells us. I didn't think that would motivate the Bach to change the Gersa, because he left out the word mashma. It's what we thought. Again, we have no way of knowing for sure, is that the Bach objected to the word shehi, because shehi is implying it's going on Shabbos, and the Bach doesn't want it to go on Shabbos because
I don't know where I saw this. I don't know where I saw this far. Just one thing, that there is no mitzvah really of Shabbos. When we say Shabbos kol dehu, it just means it's puruvu without the yichus. You know, the Tosfos says is yichus, so we say no. We can get you puruvu without the yichus. And that's why it's called Shabbos. Called Shabbos is really just what we want of the world to be like that. But it's puruvu without that. That's why it's called. I just saw this. I don't know where I saw it, but that's why it's called without the yichus. You just lose. But if it's only puruvu, there is nothing else.
So Shabbos is puruvu. What you're saying.
I mean, puruvu has certain gedare of the mitzvah. Shabbos. I thought that Shabbos is a different mitzvah.
I mean, that's what I saw.
When you have more than a boy and a girl, Pashas, you don't get pruvu. Pruvu is over. You get a different mitzvah called Shabbos.
But is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah? It's just a mitzvah in the veld. We know that this is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but nowhere do we see that it's a mitzvah.
Oh, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually is called mitzvahs.
But it has to be said in a certain way, and nowhere do we have, you know.
Usually. At least in the Muslim Svarim, if we can prove from the Navi that this is Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it becomes considered one of the mitzvahs. I did have to, when I was in yeshiva, I remember from 50 years ago or 40 years ago that there was a joke. I don't know if it's not a funny joke, but it's a joke anyway, that there was a bunch of Hasidim in Yerushalayim, and they were standing next to an abortion clinic, and they were screaming, Shabbos! Right, you guys don't get the joke. What?
Do we have time for one more point? The open question about the...
joke, okay, yes.
I don't want to cut the joke.
They weren't throwing rocks, Rebbe.
They were throwing rocks, too. But then, come on, let's check. They were throwing rocks. What's the pitch? Okay, yes.
The open question we have about what Tosfos Havmin was in Mamalach on the base, is it possible to say a structure that, I'm not sure if it's into Lashon, but what Rafi was asking before, and Rebbe was being adamant that we would not be Kaifa for Shabbos, and Rafi was saying maybe we're only not Kaifa if we're getting the $100, but if we're not getting anything, we would be Kaifa for the mitzvah. Maybe Tosfos developed that in stages, meaning Tosfos Havmina, he wasn't quite sure. And maybe, you know, once you're not getting anything, the Gemara says Shabbos, it sounds like you've been kaifa for the actual mitzvah of Shabbos, even though it's a Ptorinus, Haibazai, so then you should be kaifa Puruvu. So Tosfos says, no. I meant what Rabbi Luban is saying, that you're not kaifa at all for the mitzvah, only for Shabbos Kaldu.
Okay. I have to think it over. I think I hear, but I don't know. No, okay.
According to the Bach, wouldn't it still be better to say the pasuk of Puruvu?
Because they wanted to tell you the source that teaches us that it's Puruvu is Mitzvah Rabbah. So if I care, the Gemara is very nice. They said Puruvu, and then they quote the pasuk, which is Megada, that Puruvu is a Mitzvah Rabbah. So it's very nice in the Gemara. Okay, I'd like to do, so we have two more days till I'm leaving Tuesday, Tuesday. So that's Monday's the last day. I'd like to move on to this Tosfos Kaifin. There's a very, very obvious kasha, which everyone talks about, that Tosfos, the first Tosfos of Kaifin, Tosfos asks a kasha, why don't we say Esei Deichel Losa, say? So Tosfos answers, because it's not the Idda, because you don't get the mitzvah of a privu until Gmar Bia. So everyone jumps on Tosfos. I think the method is to get the Minchas Chinuch and Ramosha, that you don't get the mitzvah privu until you get a boy and a girl. What's Tosfos talking about? And I like to look at that, just the beginning of this Tosfos Kaifin. I just jumped to that. Well, first of all, the discussion whether Hechsher Mitzvah, do we say Esei Derech Halos to say for a Hechsher Mitzvah? I guess that's an important question. And when does a Mitzvah Pruvu come? And there's, did I send that one time? I think I sent there an Igris Moshe, right? I think so. So the Igris Moshe, he's a little bit radical, but he relates to this question. When are you Mekayim the Mitzvah Pruvu? So that goes on this the first line of this Taisa's Gaifin.
So we're not doing the Mechas Chinuch, just straight to immersion.
Well, he's Mechas. Yeah, okay. You can look at the Mechas Chinuch too.
Rebbe, it's funny in Yevamos in Lakewood they start from Daf Chaf because I say the Chalosa say they first want to figure that whole sugya out. So it's a good segue, Rebbe, to Yevamos. I see Rebbe's ready to get ready.
Yevamos is Esei Derech Halos. Yes, the big Chakira. But okay, we'll wait to it. Okay, all right, we're gonna go. Hey, Yeshikoyach, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Okay,
thank you.
Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rebbe.
Shabbos. Oh, I did.